I have told a story, and I want you to tell the story, of how KRMG actually came to be. Who put it on the air?
It came on the air late.
What does late mean?
Well, most AM stations went on the air in that period of time from 1930 to 1941, prior to World War II. There wasn't a lot of radio built. Matter of fact, FM came out in that period of time and failed. The first shot at FM failed. So it went dormant for a little period of time. And then you had the Renaissance, and that Renaissance was led primarily by top 40 stations. They became very popular, could make money, and did make money. It was something to be in again, and it had some economic potential. But directly related to KRMG, in that period of time, right after the war, you had people making noise about television and putting television stations on the air. They had to file for a permit. In some markets, more than one party would file for a television permit. So you had to have a hearing and all the bureaucracy that goes with that. And only one person would get the permit. In Tulsa, KVOO and KRMG were both vying for the one channel that was left in Tulsa. Senator Kerr and Dean McGee and those people all decided that they would join forces and file for that channel. To do that, Senator Kerr had to sell the station he had put on the air, KRMG. He sold that to the Meredith people. For a while, he didn't have a radio station of any kind, but he emerged as one of the owners of KVOO. Little known fact of the business.
We got to go back over this again because I didn't realize this. Senator Kerr emerged as an owner of KVOO?
Yeah, part owner.
With Stewart?
Harold Stewart.
Harold Stewart.
We're after the war. KRMG and KVOO were the two 50,000-watt stations in Tulsa.
Let's go back to when Senator Kerr actually put the radio station on the air.
He put KRMG on the air after World War II, 47.
In 47.
New Year's Day. His interest was in covering both Tulsa and Oklahoma City. He had lots of strength in the rural areas as a United States senator. He was weak in the two metropolitan areas. I read some of his instructions to people. The only thing I'm asking you to do is build a radio station that covers both Oklahoma City and Tulsa. That's why KRMG has a funny kind of an hourglass-type coverage pattern.
Aimed at Oklahoma City.
Aimed at Oklahoma City.
But it was a 50,000-watt station, which reduced its power at night to 25,000.
That's correct.
That's the only way he could get
that radio permit at the time he got it. It's a six-tower array, very unusual for a 50-kilowatt radio station.
And KVOO was sitting there already.
Single tower, lots of strength, and lots of coverage in both markets.
And was clear channel 24 hours a day, 50,000
yes.
watts.
Yes.
So then
he sold KRMG because you couldn't have two stations in the same market. And if he joined with KVOO, he had two stations in one market. So he sold his radio station, joined forces with the people at KVOO, and ended up owning part of the television station. And the reason for KRMG is Kerr, K.R., McGee, Dean McGee. They were partners in KRMG Radio.
Which television station would that have been then?
KVO TV, Channel 2.
KJRH.
Yes, KJRH today.